This is going to be fucking stupid.
Hope so.
Oh, trust me, it will.
LMG?
Hi, my name's Chris Huber. I just received word that Sean Drover was resigning from Megadeth, and I was just inquiring to see if the band planned on holding any auditions.
I'm sorry, I don't have any information on that, but I can give you an email.
That'd be perfect. Give me one second here. Okay. Go ahead.
This is the SML podcast.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye-bye. That's funny.
So that's a thing.
Perfect.
Should we try calling Pappy now?
You can. Yeah, sure.
You know, hopefully this will work properly off the bat.
Probably not.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's fucking... I swear to God, if I do a fucking audition for Megadeth, I'm going to shit my pants. I will straight up shit my pants.
And...
You there?
Okay. Yeah, there you are, Joe.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, but I think it took Henry off.
Did you answer my call? Fuck.
Yeah, that was, see, I got a call.
You were supposed to add me to the call. I wasn't supposed to call you.
Hold on.
Can you just click on Henry and go add to call?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the damn Skype thing to go back to showing Skype.
Damn, I should have had you call me. I'm a dork.
You are stupid. I mean,
I'm very
stupid.
There's
just no...
Use a dork. No. Use a dork.
Where did Henry go? Oh, there he is. Okay, so add to group call. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You there, Henry?
Yep.
Sorry, Henry.
Just small issues.
I should have had him call me.
So you want to hear something really funny before we start?
You just applied for tryouts for Megadeth?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't apply. He inquired about if they're doing it.
And I got an email from their management. I got their management, their direct management's email address, so I'm going to email them.
Yeah. I hope it sounded good on the recording.
Oh, I'm sure it sounded fine.
Oh, jeez.
No, did you drum on a beer can and send it to them? Like, check out my mad skills.
No, literally, like, it was just posted online that Sean Drover quit Megadeth like an hour ago. So I just found their management online, called them up, and it was just like, well, we're going to have it at the beginning of the episode so you can hear it.
Yeah. We don't want to repeat what people just heard.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good call.
But yeah, if I try out for Megadeth, I'm going to shit my pants.
As well, you should.
Jizzed in his pants.
I shall.
And if not, we had at least a really good opening to the show.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of opening the show. Oh, well, for fuck's sake, that's terrible. Why would you show me that, Jordan?
Someone's got to get a hand job.
So, well, Chris was just shown a picture.
Yeah, it was a picture.
Would you like to describe the picture?
That was Vern Troyer on a scooter in the first picture. Holding a butterball turkey. And in the second picture, it was him dragging...
He's trying to get it inside.
He is. Yeah, that's a picture.
I, too, am on Reddit.
Yep, well, that's what I was just showing.
I'm not on Reddit because I don't have my iPad right now. It's, like, a foot away from me.
I have my computer, but nothing on it as of right now. I'm just here to... It's here to research things... So I don't get things wrong, because I got yelled at that last time I was here.
Because you got stuff wrong? What'd you get wrong? I don't remember.
Yeah. The Smash Brothers. It's like, you know, who is Lucina a clone of? And yeah, so it was just like, got one big, you're all wrong about Smash Brothers.
The only person who said you were wrong was Zach. And was evidenced on last week's show, he just loves bitching about things.
He really does.
And he also likes
His email took longer to read than the rest of the show.
Don't forget, one show was his email.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Start to finish was just his email.
So when are we actually saying, when are we starting?
I don't know. I'm still trying to, fuck it. Pappy will just be like a frequent guest, just so you don't be like, oh, then we could just all Skype, because I don't like Skyping to you for a podcast that we're close enough to do together.
Once in a while, I'd still have to bow out, you know, due to work responsibilities and stuff.
Yeah, just like Tim.
Yeah, but like,
he'll be back.
I said once in a while.
Yeah.
I didn't say 3 weeks a month.
Yeah. Because we all have shit to do. I mean, I've got shit to do.
Pappy,
I work
always.
Has shit to do.
Pappy always has shit that he's doing.
Like, well, he's
shitting frequently.
Oh, God, so often.
He poops a lot.
So, yeah, I'm Joe.
I'm Chris.
I'm not.
I'm Henry. I don't know what's going on here.
That is the correct answer.
And this is the SML podcast.
Yeah, all right. That's sure.
Close enough.
Off to a great start.
Oh, yeah. It was off to a great start because my trip here was delayed slightly due to being caught in traffic again like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Although this time, instead of a boat being on fire on the side of the highway, I instead had to go through the middle of an 8-car pileup.
Oy.
Congratulations on not being dead.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, it already happened and traffic was just moving slowly and they had to cut down to one lane, but that one lane went between the wreckage.
Like, that's great.
Half the cars were on one side, half the cars were on the other side. I guess they like swept glass out of the middle lane and we just went through.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the last guy was in like a really, really nice car and the hood was just in half.
Yeah.
So you could tell that he just ran into the last person but didn't get hit himself.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting on the guardrail looking so pissed off.
Well, yeah. Maybe you should have been paying attention.
I got a Call of Duty tournament to go to. This sucks.
You don't?
To be fair, I wouldn't default to Call of Duty anymore, Joe.
No, he seemed like that kind of guy.
Well,
Madden.
Listen.
Okay, he had a Madden tournament to go to.
Okay, that's a little different.
Bro, I got some fucking FIFA.
There you go. FIFA.
Rugby just came out. God damn it.
You'd have to have an accent if you wanted to be a FIFA bro.
Not true.
I've got FIFA to play.
I've got FIFA to play.
I've got FIFA and
Tay. Bloody wankers.
Yeah,
well,
this is a good start. 3 minutes in, we've already pissed off an entire country.
Yes. Yep.
We piss off America weekly.
or fans of Xenoblade.
Hey, and don't forget, Henry's the one who started the whole twat thing with us.
Twat. I love that word. Twat.
That's still one of the best final words we've had.
Twat.
So what is twats?
Twats.
I like how Henry just sounds like he's standing alone in an empty stadium.
I know, it's great.
He's actually Skyping live from an empty stadium, so
yeah.
It works. Yeah.
It's actually the bathroom stall in the back of a 7-Eleven.
It's a broadcast bus.
He's in a Denny's right now.
I would drink so much coffee.
So, speaking of Denny's...
okay.
For this segue. Wait for it.
Speaking of Denny's, Megadeth needs a drummer.
Sean Drover is going to be flipping pancakes at Denny's. No, he's not. He's a good drummer. Oh, anyway.
No, I want to hear this.
Speaking of Denny's, Denny's is the place where the majority of people go at the end of a binge night of drinking. Speaking of binge drinking, at the release of Smash Brothers on the Wii U, I should say, I was standing in line
6 years ago during the release of Smash Brothers on the Wii.
Yeah, right. So last Friday at the Wii U release, standing in line waiting for my copy, playing Smash or in line, just kind of like goofing around trying to get puzzle pieces, in which I got very few.
Bitches,
bastards. This guy pulls up in the parking lot, hops out with a bunch of his buddies. One of his friends has a video camera, and he hops out, and he's just like, who here thinks they're good at Smash? He's obviously hammered. And he's like, who here thinks they're good at Smash? And like, there's a couple people that raised their hand. I like raise my hand like up, but sideways.
Like a, I'm like,
kind of, sort of.
I'm like,
whatever. It's like you were standing in chest high water, and you were trying to keep your watch dry. That's how your arm
yeah,
was
that's up. How my arm was. Okay. So I'm like, and there's this one guy's like, oh yeah, absolutely, da da da. So they get ready. They're gonna battle, and he goes,
they're gonna do it.
He goes, all right. He goes, if you win, I'll give you $20. If I win, I get to say that I'm the champion. And I'm like, wow, this dude's an idiot. So, and the guy's like, obviously, yeah, fucking sure. I'm $20. Absolutely. So they get ready to do the battle. However, the guy in line is on version 1.0.4. The guy that's like spouting his mouth off is only on 1.0.3. So they can't play.
Oh.
In comes me, because I'm like, I have 1.0.3. I'm like, I'll fight you for a possible $20 and or slight embarrassment from neckbeards in the line. So he's like, all right, yeah, sure, whatever. So we start playing. Now, mind you, we're outside. It's, I don't know, 18 degrees out, like maybe 20. My hands are fucking freezing. Like, I could barely move them. But anyway, we get to the character selection screen. Five stock. I choose Link. He chooses Diddy Kong.
Interesting.
I go random on stage. We get balloon fight.
Okay.
Yep. So we get into the game, and I'm just trying to move. And I'm having a real hard time because, like, I can't feel my fucking hands. So we're just kind of like.
Question: do you know what gloves are?
I had gloves on. However, have you ever attempted to play a video game with gloves on?
Yes.
Like thick gloves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no. Anyway,
you had like the snow shoveling gloves on.
Well, I had the gloves that Jordan made me, which were relatively thick, but they have the fingers cut out.
Oh.
So I was still, my palms were warm, but my fingertips were very, very cold.
Okay, so continue your story, pussy.
So, hey man, I hate the cold. So we start the fight. We're just kind of like bouncing around the stage, you know, a couple hits here and there, nothing too crazy. He jumps into the center and gets chomped by the worm fish thing. It looks like a worm. It's actually a fish. Fish thing jumps out, you know, chomps on him. He gets away. Happens again within like 5 seconds because he's just like, whatever. And so he goes to jump across, gets chomped on again, makes it out. He's at like fucking like 90% or something crazy like that. I end up knocking him out, so I get the first KO. I immediately get chomped down by the fish, but I don't get away, and I get knocked out.
So you're a champion.
I am. So we're both down a stock. Fight continues. Da da da. I get caught by the fish again. I lose another stock. Fight continues. Da, da, da. I get caught by the fish again. I lose another stock. So at this point, I'm just like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot. I deserve to lose. And the guy's just like, oh, this is over. This champ, blah, 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 blah. I come back and just fucking wipe him.
Nice.
Like, like, just like completely four stock him. He's just like, what the fuck? Da, da, da. So he ended up losing. And his one buddy's like, all right, hey, man, you promised him you'd give him $20. You lost, so cough it up. So the dude fucking pulls out his wallet. He's like, here, man, you beat me fair and square. Here's $20. I'm like, thanks for the $20, sucker. Let's get right back in line. But he like comes over towards the line, and he still has the camera on me because I guess they were doing it for like a YouTube channel or something like that, which I'm gonna, they gave me the name of the channel, so I'm going to have to like I subscribed to them, so hopefully it'll come up in my feed.
Yeah.
If they actually make a video of it. But he comes up to me afterwards, and he was like, what are you going to spend the $20 on? And I'm like, I don't know, probably put gas in my car. Like, I was like,
I'm
nothing
going
crazy.
To Disney World.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. What, I'm like, what the fuck?
Whores.
What do you expect me to
spend
do
my $20 on whores?
Now,
it's Wooksbear, so I could get like
could
three of them.
I could get like three of them. Now, to be fair, I did say I would consider, I never said that I would, I said that I would consider getting an amiibo in his honor. However, okay. I didn't. And I put gas in my car.
Yeah. Sounds like what I do.
Yeah. Because honestly, it was either they didn't have any of the amiibos that I wanted.
Which ones did you want?
Villager and maybe Link. I mostly just wanted Villager.
Yeah,
maybe
I couldn't
Yoshi.
Find Villager. I did get my Pikachu though.
Yeah, just the only amiibo of the first run I want is Villager. That's it. That's the only one I want.
Yeah, I am waiting all second wave for Luigi and Little Mac, so I have those pre-ordered.
Nice.
Second wave, I want King Dedede.
like
really bad. I don't know why. I just like I saw the whole list and I'm like, sweet King Dedede. Like
nice. So does the story you just told relate to the prop championship belt sitting next
to
me?
That is a championship belt, isn't it?
Yes. Super Smash Brothers champion.
Well, to be honest, they were kind of giving them away to a lot of different people.
Oh, so you're not special.
Well, I'm going to keep the belt because I am a $20 drunk guy in the parking lot champion.
True.
So,
yeah.
There's that.
So I feel like that's a story. So I am a champion of Smash Brothers for drunk people in the parking lot at the midnight release of the other Smash Brothers game.
Well, congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
We already established that.
Did we?
We're past that.
Okay. Oh, no, yeah, we did.
That was after the Megadeth thing. One thing that I've been wanting to mention, and you talking about some guys videotaping you for YouTube reminds me that that Matthew's video for MAGFest from the, what was it, No Mercy tournament?
Oh, God,
or WrestleMania?
No.
What was it?
It was WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah, the video is up, and unfortunately, he spelled your name wrong.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
But he had plenty of footage of you being interviewed after the fight with me flipping you off the entire time.
I don't even want to watch it. I get fucking annihilated. I don't even think I landed one hit.
Why did you pick a fucking headbanger?
Because I knew I was dead. I knew I was dead from the start, so I might as well make it interesting.
Oh, my God.
Thrasher and Mosh, dude.
So I guess we should officially introduce the two dipshits who are Skyping in with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Dipshit number one, introduce yourself.
Which one's number one?
Who's stupider?
Nah, you're not going to give me that one.
Pappy's it.
Really thought Pappy would step up.
He wasn't for taking one for the team.
All right, Pappy, introduce.
Hi, I'm Pappy. I write for Drunk Monkeys under the pseudonym Taras D, which isn't the pseudonym at all because that's my real fucking name. And I'm here to...
No, your name is Taras B.
Yeah, I'm now the third wheel on this train wreck of a show. So
hey, you could be the fourth wheel of a train wreck of a band. So that's... At least you're not
isn't
doing
that. Isn't that the name of your band?
It is.
Yeah.
I see. What,
how can you be a third wheel when there's four people? Does that make Henry the fourth wheel?
Henry's no, that just the makes special it a, guest.
That makes it a double date. You got to put out afterwards for him.
Oh, yay.
Bend over, Pappy. All right, Henry, say hi.
Hi, I'm Henry Jones, otherwise known as Joe Stratman. I don't have anything to do with video games. I do have an anime blog that I got recruited for that when I'm not doing my job that I can't really talk about here.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a CIA operative.
Operative.
No, actually, my social network contract is draconian. So let's just, if I have a picture of myself with the company logo, I could get fired. So,
well, that's no good.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I know.
Impressive. And I'm the one who works in a secret facility.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you just build like flesh dolls.
Flesh dolls.
He makes the bearings for.
Yeah, but we are
the muffler
so
bearings. Yeah,
we're finally catching up to the Japanese.
Finally. It's about goddamn
time. And you use
time.
Extra material to make flashlights, and we all go full circle.
Yeah. Oh no! If we want to go full circle, we'll mention Dark Souls.
Which we will, and we can. So, speaking of Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2 is going to be released for the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4.
Yep, it is.
Yay!
With all the DLC.
Finally, a game I won't buy.
You won't, well, yeah, but what about what is it? Lords of the Fallen? You picking that up? It's pretty much Dark Souls.
That game
was
awesome.
Yeah, no, when someone says, hey, this video game is really cool because it's hard as fuck, I go, no.
No.
I'm okay.
I am still a part-time video gamer who prefers story over dying 47 times in the first chapter.
I can accept either or. The Dark Souls series is just way back on my priorities because I am backlogged to hell and back.
So am I.
Oh, speaking of games, Chris.
Yes?
Don't buy Dead Rising 3.
Why?
I'm just going to send you my copy. You can have it. I'm never going to play it again.
Why? Why don't you like it?
Because I have... No, I did like it. I liked it. I played it. I had my fun with it. And I have a thing where I almost never go back to a game I've played. Once I'm done with it, I'm done with it. So you can have my copy and you can enjoy it.
Sweet. I'll probably pick up the season pass for it.
Yeah, so I'll send it to Joe when I send him his Christmas gift of 17 dicks in a box.
His Bert and Ernie?
Only 17? Dude, you're dropping.
I actually did look at buying you a gag gift of a Steelers logo dildo, but it was a little expensive.
Oh. That would have been amazing.
Wouldn't it, though?
Was it Joe Cam or Pappy that got me the Steelers Snuggie?
That was Joe. He got me an Eagles Snuggie, too. So.
Okay, nice. That's
so funny.
I try to find Pappy some kind of fucked up Eagles gift every year.
Yeah, like the gloves with pom-poms on every finger.
They were like,
so
they were like spirit
useless
finger gloves.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I gave them to him at MAGFest last year. And then I also, just to be an asshole, try to find a Cowboys gift for him every year, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just give that to my cousin who's a Cowboys fan.
Re-gift. Sweet.
You re-gifting prick.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Well, no. I mean, he got me Cowboys pacifiers, and then she had a kid. I mean, like, she,
well, there you go. It's perfect. You know? At least
yeah, these
used.
Are for you. They're only slightly used.
I only put them
you
up
might
want
to throw the fourth one away. That wasn't in my mouth.
Yeah, right. Didn't even open the box, you sick bastard. I wouldn't suck on a Cowboys logo.
You put the whole box in and everything. Didn't even open it up. He was just like, I'm going for it.
This is going up my ass. It's going to happen.
Jesus Christ. It's
called the Tony Romo.
The Tony Romo.
Straight up
your butt. So before we get to our...
The music this
guests,
week.
No, before we get to our guests, there is some news to cover. There's already, at the time of you being able to hear this, you should be able to get these deals. I think they start now, but I think they go all the way up until December 1st. So the Xbox online store for hard copies and for digital, they released their Black Friday sale already. Namely, for me, what I'm probably going to do is the digital version of Diablo is on sale. I think it's like $35 or something like that.
Yeah, you can download that right now for $35.
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to trade in my disc copy because I think it still trades in for like 20-something.
Nice.
And then I'll just put the extra $10 towards it or whatever and get a digital version so I could just hop in whenever the fuck I feel like it.
Nice.
So
I'm and for that. The record, Diablo 3 is $19.99.
Oh, the
so
first
there
one?
You have it.
You don't need the first.
Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls.
Oh, yeah. For what is it? For PC?
360 or Xbox 360 anyway. I don't.
Yeah, there are a ton of deals on the 360.
Yeah, there's a lot of deals on the 360.
Like, just going down a quick list I have here. Everybody likes Burnout Paradise, right?
Yeah, I like Burnout Paradise.
Yes.
I haven't played it in a long time.
$3.
Jesus Christ.
Mirror's Edge, $3. Just Cause 2, $5. Gears of War 3, $5. Crisis, $3. Batman Arkham City, $5.
That's a good pickup for $5.
Borderlands is $5. Bully is $3.74. Skate and Skate 2 are $3.
Absolutely pick those up.
Hitman HD. So you're getting what? Three games out of that? $5.
Nice.
Injustice is $5.
That's good.
Hitman Absolution is $5. Bulletstorm, and if you haven't played Bulletstorm, we can't be friends anymore.
Oh.
$3.
Oh, just for JoCam, Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning is $3.
Wow.
Yes, it is. I was actually getting that one.
I will actually be picking that one up. I haven't played it yet.
And it's not Amalur. You have the U and the A backwards.
Amalur.
Amalur?
Amalur.
Kingdoms of Amalur.
My ADHD strikes my verbal and reading ability, so sometimes I switch things around.
It's okay.
I don't know how to read.
Oh my God, Joe.
Skate 3 is $4.
Oh, dude, $4 Skate 3. What the fuck? You are wasting your life if you don't pick that up.
I knew your butthole would explode over that
$4?
One.
Consider my life
$4?
Wasted.
It's only $4.
Dude, I should like trade my copy. Hold on. Let me see this. Let me see this here.
Borderlands 2 is $5.
The big one for me is that Walking Dead Season 2 is $20 for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Isn't there a deal on one and two?
I think they're both $20, both seasons.
Well, I played and beat one, and I bought the season pass for the 360, but then I realized I haven't turned on my 360 in like 3 months.
So if you own a copy of Skate 3, just trade it in and get the digital version, because it trades in for $8.
Nice.
Like, there you go.
I'm going to be doing that tomorrow.
Profit.
Because I have to stop on my way up to work at Scantron. So I'm going to
Scantron.
Yeah, I'm just going to freaking I'm absolutely going to trade in my disc version and get a digital version for fucking $4. I'm making $4.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. I know there's also a bunch of sales on the Xbox One, including, this is huge news, for only $12.50, Angry Birds Star Wars.
Shut the fuck up. shut the fuck up. Peggle 2's on sale, isn't it?
$5.
Ah, yeah, I gotta grab that.
Or you could get EA Access.
Joe.
For $5.
Joe.
For the month. And get 5 other games.
I'm not doing I don't like monthly subscriptions.
Well, then get a year.
I don't want to pay. I can't use my trade credit for it. If I can't use my trade credit, I'm not interested.
Okay, but you can't buy an $8 Xbox card either.
Yes, I can.
I thought it's just $10, $20.
Nope, they're in dollar increments if you do it at the register. It'll print out on a receipt.
In a toasting.
I got a code for $23 the other day.
That is definitely interesting.
Yep, because I got the Jack Pack.
Yeah, I saw you got that. The Jack Box.
Oh my fucking God, it's awesome. I didn't know that you used your cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoiler alert. If you have friends and you have
I don't have to listen anymore.
And you have an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4.
Turn it out right now.
get yourself the Jack Box because you get 5 party games. And you never have to worry about how many controllers you have because you just use your smartphone as a controller. It's awesome.
Yep.
It's fucking awesome.
And that's why some people will just play it on Twitch.
Well, what was it? The Lie Swatter? I'm thinking about trying to get a game of that together because you actually don't even have to see the screen because all the questions come up on the phone itself.
Oh, nice.
And you can have up to 100 players in one room.
Yep, you can. Can you imagine playing a 100-player game of that?
I want to. Like, really
that's
bad.
That's a lot of dicks.
Yeah, me too.
Also, that draw one, very, very difficult. Drawful?
Yeah, I could see if you're trying to draw on your phone.
Well, yeah, you have to.
A tablet might be easier.
Well, yeah. Some guy with a BlackBerry is finally like, yes, my time!
my time is
now!
I didn't think about that. Jordan, next time we play that, you, you're going to get the tablet because you have the best drawing abilities. So you'd have more surface area to draw.
Just, okay. Just a quiet, okay, in the background.
Okie dokies.
That works.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Dude, I'm so excited to get a digital version of Skate now. Because now I'll always have it. Because yeah, I could just re-download it whenever the fuck I want.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm making $4 trade credit. Yeah.
But yeah, there's plenty of other deals on the Xbox One this week. And apparently, starting Friday, they're going to have some even bigger, better deals just for the weekend. Better deal for the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there anything rumored? Or
Nothing rumored that I know of for the weekend. But right now, Defense Grid 2 is half off at $12.50. UFC is at $13.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nuts. Spider-Man, Sniper Elite, Killer Instinct Ultra Edition.
Now, is that the first season or the second? See, I already picked up the first season.
I was going to say, don't you feel like an ass for picking up season one right away?
How much was it?
$20.
How much is it now? Oh, $20 for the Ultra.
For the Ultra Edition. With all the content.
$20!
It's only $20!
That's how I feel about Black Friday this year, because I usually hold back and only buy one or two games. And now I'm looking at all these fuckers that I paid full price for that are only $30.
I know. Well, the only thing that I knew I was going to be waiting on is Shadows of Mordor, because that's only going to be like 25, like up a jillion places.
Yeah.
So
Kmart has had it at 25 like all week now.
Yep. So that's the only one that I'm interested in picking up for myself. And I will give you an update on my buy two, get one free coupon. I decided which one I'm going to use it on.
Okay.
I am going to use it on Dragon Age Inquisition.
Okay.
And there's one being shipped to the store. So I'm just waiting for it to be received into the store. And then I'm going to go pick it up. So okay. I've never played a Dragon Age game. I'm going to give it a shot. Hopefully I'm not disappointed. I know, Pappy, you're like in love with that game, aren't you?
We'll get into that.
Well, let's get into it now. Really?
Okay. I haven't gotten the third one yet. I have played the first one and most of the second, and I like the series. I don't love it, but I'm waiting for it to go down in price like I waited for the other two to go down in price, and they did within 6 months. So,
now, I am curious to hear Pappy's opinion on the game, since he had the biggest erection in the world for Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah, so that now I'm really curious, because now I don't want to make the wrong decision.
No, so all right, caveat: I'm only 4 hours in. All right, and after talking to a few friends,
Quick question: did you leave the hinterlands?
One time to go do a warden, open up the warden area, and barely beat the brigands.
So for the most part, you've just been in the hinterlands.
Yes, and that's why I said the caveat. That's why I've talked to people.
Yeah, you can't really comment on it yet.
But the gameplay is different. They shortcutted a lot of stuff to make things easier, but the fighting isn't as much fun for me as it used to be. Like in the second one, it was okay, we're going to give you a challenge by throwing 15 enemies at you, now destroy them. In this one, they'll just give you 3 enemies, but they'll all have like 7,000 hit points. So you just fucking swing and swing and swing and swing until they die. So even like a random battle is like 3 minutes of your life.
I've never had stuff take that long for me.
Apparently, there is a glitch that several of us at work have discovered where the game will randomly, accidentally give you an enemy 7 times more powerful than you.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. So, I did the, sleep in the tent, wake up in the and get all your potions and health back, and I run out, and there's just one crossbow guy and one swordsman. So I'm like, fuck yeah, XP. The swordsman one-hit kills every member of my party.
Oh.
Maybe you shouldn't be in that area then. Maybe you should just leave the hinterlands and go somewhere else.
No, but that was right outside the camp of the Hinterlands. I'm still level 4, where I've killed the same fucking dudes like 7 times, because everything respawns.
I don't know then.
I like the game. Talking to people, it does open up a lot more, and your party
expands very quickly from what I've been told. But I do feel that the game looks more like The Witcher than Dragon Age 2.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
I tell you what, I was watching something on Twitch, and I think it was last night, and I'm like, I don't know, this kind of reminds me of The Witcher, and I couldn't really get into The Witcher. Like, I think it was just too much going on for me.
Like, yeah, there's a lot more emphasis on crafting and creating and stuff as well that I'm not a big fan of, but I've been told I can ignore it, so that's cool.
Yeah.
The other thing, the other glitch thanks to Christy, the cookie girl, for letting me know.
Oh, yeah.
The map, when you go to your headquarters, it says you got to go visit the weaponsmith, the supply person, and the apothecary. But on the map, the apothecary is behind the weaponsmith, and that's a log. So she told me she spent about 40 minutes and found the apothecary, so she told me where the fuck it is, so I can clear that next time I play.
I didn't have a problem finding any of those people.
I follow the map, and the map says the apothecary's there. You go there, and it's a fucking log. So I was a little upset.
Huh.
Because the log would not talk to me.
Maybe you're not trying hard enough.
Yes.
I don't know.
He's not the lady from Twin Peaks. What are you?
There you go.
But yeah, I'm loving Dragon Age.
It's still fun. That, I mean, I'm still going to play the shit out of it this weekend.
Yeah, that's definitely the big thing, is that everyone says that, you know, the game is kind of boring and it's dragging, and it just seems like you're just running stupid errand after stupid errand. And everybody online who sees that is like, listen, I know you're OCD about doing every quest that you want to. Leave the hinterlands.
Yeah.
Just leave. Get
I'm just
the
trying to
fuck
level
out
up.
Of there.
I just want
to get.
I was, because leveling is slow as shit.
Yeah,
but
it is.
I was also told that once you hit 5, it goes faster, and all of a sudden you go from 5 to 10 like nothing. So I just got to get to 5.
Yeah, but so, absolutely everybody is saying to get the fuck out of the hinterlands and play the goddamn game.
Well, the other thing is the levels that you go to are recommended levels. So. Yeah. You need to get to level 5 in the hinterlands. Like, that's pretty much how the game was built. So you're going to spend 3 hours in the hinterlands, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, but once you can get out of there, get out. That's, everyone says that it's like they overloaded the hinterlands with all this stuff, yeah. Meaningless stuff to do. And everyone's saying the game should have held your hand more to get you out of there. Like, no, games don't need to hold your hand. Just when you can leave, get the fuck out of there. Go back. Yeah. Do it later. Enjoy the game.
The one thing is definitely, like, there are so many quests in that goddamn area. I haven't even started setting up camps or finding the Horse Lord. The only recommendation for people playing who didn't know is once you get 4 power points, go fucking turn them in. Because once you get when you're low level, you're capped. So I discovered after I had, like, earned 8 points, I still only had 4.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
So explain to me.
When a man loves a woman.
No. Explain to me what I can expect from this game. Like, what's the game? Like, I've seen a little bit of gameplay stuff, but the majority of it is just like, I was watching this guy on Twitch for probably about an hour, hour and a half. 40 minutes of it was dialogue.
No, it's not that bad for me.
He went through every possible fucking thing.
Oh yeah, no, that's whatever. I skip a lot of that stuff.
you don't have to do that.
If you are a gamer where you like to play every game on hard or hardcore, you have to master the battle combat. Like, there's regular combat where you just go in and punch shit,
uh-huh.
But then you can hold down a button to go to battle mode where you can give
tactical mode.
Yeah, you can say, all right, you attack that guy, you cast this spell, you do this, and then you just press the button again and they do it.
It's not necessarily turn-based. The way the game runs is normally it's just action-style RPG.
Uh-huh.
I'm a rogue. I'm not sure how it works for the other classes. I'd assume it's the same. But I run into battle, hold the trigger down, and I just attack the guy, use abilities as needed. Very much like Diablo. You just hold attack, use abilities as needed. And your partners will do what's best. If things are getting really hard and difficult, you can hit the back button or the box fucking button.
Yeah.
Because it's just two boxes fucking. Hit that, and it switches to a tactical view where you can detail exactly what you want each person to do, where you want them to go, who you want them to attack, what abilities to use. It's not necessary unless you're playing harder difficulties, then it's almost a requirement.
All right, but you know what's the most enjoyable part about this game? Like just the questing, the battle, like what, like
for me, I've been having an absolute blast exploring.
So open worldy, yeah. Kind of
very it's open world. Like the first one was open world, but limited. The second one was very linear. This one is like, here's 400 things to do.
Have fun.
No particular order. Have a nice day.
It's not as open world as something like Skyrim. Like there will be areas where you have to go to a map and choose an area to go.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, the areas you're in are fairly large with lots to do. You can mine. You can find different plants. You could craft. Go to the town. Do whatever you want there. Burping. There's lots to do and lots to explore, but it's not strictly an open world game.
Okay.
And it's not like you can just run absolutely anywhere because enemies will be leveled in certain places where you can't just skip around the entire place.
Now, are there the equivalent of, you know, for lack of a better term, like how's the multiplayer stuff? Like, is it like raid-like?
I haven't done the multiplayer stuff, but from what I've heard, it's a lot along the lines of the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
I didn't play Mass
Effect. Where it's not tied to the story at all. It's a completely separate mode.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of it's just rush. You know,
it's pretty much the rush. It seems kind of like a horde style. I'm comparing it to Mass Effect because I haven't played the Dragon Age one yet.
Uh-huh.
But in Mass Effect, you had your people and you were in an area and enemies would attack you and you have to defend and then escape when it was done. I've heard a lot of people...
They should have a special download for Friday where you get to dress up as a retail employee and all the hordes coming at you are just shitty shoppers.
Old ladies looking for their $3 Blu-ray player.
Where's my discount? Boom, yep. There's your discount.
I want
bitch.
The Barbie, you motherfuckers.
Where are the Cabbage Patch Kids?
In 1987.
Bro, I want my $7 Madden game.
Madden's not $7, is it?
I don't fucking know. I doubt it.
Because honestly, I don't care how much you don't like sports games. Fucking pick one up at $7. Jeez.
Madden 25 might be $7.
I already have Madden 25.
Yeah, you could have gotten it with EA Access.
I saw that on sale on Amazon, you know, their weekly deal this week, and I just see a smiling Adrian Peterson. I'm like, oh, they should just be giving this away.
That's
or
the
at least
part
for the digital
it.
One, maybe put a different guy on the cover, you know?
Nope. Madden Curse, alive and strong.
So, Henry, what are you playing? What are you doing? We'll get you involved here.
Okay. I got Smash. I didn't think I was going to get Smash, but I got a check unexpectedly in the mail, and I was like, I can afford Smash now.
Yay!
So I managed to pick that up like midnight the day after it came out and managed to find a copy, although I couldn't get one where you could get the adapter for the GameCube controller. Those are long gone. They're price gouging your ass. So,
I've actually seen some of those floating around locally. It's like people are paying stupid amounts of money for a $20 GameCube controller adapter.
Yeah. It's stupid.
What, Chris, looking up prices for the adapter?
No. Humble Bundle just released a Sega bundle.
Oh, yeah. Hey, back to Smash. PC, screw that.
I got an email. I looked at it, and I was like, what? Sorry.
Yeah, I haven't gotten way in depth in it. I've been unlocking characters and just, you know, trying out some modes here and there. Just like, I can now, because I got Persona 4 Arena Ultimax last month, and I've been trying to actually learn how to play an actual fighting game. I mean, not that Smash isn't an actual fighting game. It is fully actual fighting game, but it's just like, it's different styles. So I can now understand why it's considered button mashing, even though if you want to get good at Smash, you are not button mashing.
Not at all.
The more that I actually pay attention to how the game works, I'm enjoying it that much more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun.
Me, my problem is anything where it has an extra button to dodge, it's just I ignore it. So that's where I get into a lot of trouble with Smash. It's like just dodge and then try to attack instead of just, you know, forward A or whichever B attack just smacks the crap out of the other guys.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am in every fighting game. If there's a block button or a shield button, I forget it exists because I'd rather just fight. It's a fighting game, not a strategic defense game. This ain't football.
Blocking is for people who don't enjoy punching.
Yeah, pretty much.
Blocking is for people who enjoy surviving.
Yeah, like I said.
Blocking is for pussies.
Wimps.
It depends on how often you block.
Blocking is for cowards.
Like, I hate people that just stand there and, like, fucking just block, 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 block. It's like, dude, fucking do something, please.
Yeah.
Like, see, I'm like that guy in what the fuck's the movie? The fake martial arts movie with it was all dubbed in American for comedy.
Kung Pao.
Oh, Kung Pao, yeah.
Yeah, Kung Pao. I'm like that guy in Kung Pao. I'm like, now let's try your fist to my face style.
Interesting.
Oh, that was a good movie. But yeah, Smash
Brothers.
Really, really good.
Can I ask you guys a question? How much have you played of it so far?
A couple hours.
Couple hours?
About 6 hours.
6 hours? Okay. The Smash Run, but the board game thing.
Uh huh.
What the hell is it called? What's it called?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. I have
Smash Tour. Smash Tour. So, do you guys understand Smash Tour yet?
Like I do.
Kind of.
I kind of do, but I don't know if I quite... Like, I don't know if I understand it completely.
Okay. So, you have four players, or however players, and you run around the board, and you pick up stat boosts for all of your characters, and you also pick up fighters. If you run into each other, everybody gets into a fight. So, if you win, you get to keep your people, or you gain fighters. And if you don't, you have the possibility of losing your fighter. So you have to keep you keep getting stat boosts and keep collecting fighters until the end, where it locks in your stats, it locks in how many fighters you have, and you have one last brawl to determine who wins.
Okay, and that's what I figured what it was, but like now the first I only played it once, all right, and when I played through it. I think what ended up happening was I only ended up with like three characters.
Yeah, you got to make sure to pick up more.
Because I was like, oh, I'm just going to max out my stats and it's just going to be like, I just kept making the rounds and hitting all the checkpoints. So I just hit like a shit ton of stats. My stats were bonkers. But every single time like I had these fights, it was like I either got completely ganged up on or I had a character that I was just like, this guy fucking sucked. Like, I just don't know how to use them, or I don't, like...
Jigglypuff!
Like, whatever. And I would end up losing characters like crazy. Like, at one point in the game, I had one character for, like, a good, like, 7 rounds.
Jesus.
Like, I was just like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, look for character icons on the board.
Yeah, but every time...
And get characters.
Right, but, like, I wasn't even close to them every single time. And then somebody else would make it there before I did every time.
I don't know.
So it was just kind of like, this. I don't know
suck
how I feel
less.
About it.
That's what you can do. Suck less.
Well, I mean, like I said, I only did it once. So it's not a fair assessment of how I feel about the entire game mode completely. But that's also because, you know, and I played by myself.
Yeah.
So it was all PC or all computer.
PC.
Yeah. All computer characters. So, I don't know. Maybe it would be more fun. Can you play that mode online or no?
I don't think so.
That's
I haven't tried. I haven't tried the online stuff. It's just like, I have played Mario Kart 8 online and I'm doing pretty well, but sometimes I get very angry and then I got very angry in front of my girlfriend and it's like, shut it down.
Shut it down.
I don't know. I'm not too interested in Smash Online because to me, Smash Brothers is a bunch of dudes sitting on a couch playing. Or in the old days, as Pappy can attest to, four dudes sitting on my bed playing Smash on one TV and watching Monday Night Raw on the other.
Those were good days.
Well, see, I can
with
barely
a pizza
get
in between us.
Yes,
I could barely get people to come over and play games with me. Like, actually play.
I'm trying to get people in my area because I'm the only one with a Wii U. So they're like, oh, you have Mario Kart 8 and Smash. Well.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Well, to be fair, on Friday when it got released, there's a video. There's a mom and pop video game store that's like a block away from my house. On Fridays, they like to hold tournaments and they get a projector and a screen. They did Smash and did like 8-man Smashes.
I swear, one of these days I'm going to stop in that place.
It's honestly, it's not anything to write home about.
I don't care. It's a new store. I want to check it out.
But the guy's cool. Like, you know, the guy's nice.
Been coming up here for months and I still haven't gotten to make it in there.
Oh, that's because he's always closed when you're here.
Pretty much. He's always open when I'm on the way here, but like I'm always running late. And I never have money, so that doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Just any place that sells Super Nintendo games, I'm like, okay, I'm coming in for a look.
Yeah, exactly.
He does have, I mean, you already have an Earthbound, but he's got one too.
Exactly.
So he might have sold it. I think somebody might have actually bought it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this email that I got from Humble Bundle.
Yeah, do tell. What's the story with the new bundle?
Okay, so Sega the Bundle.
Black Friday Bundle.
You have the Dreamcast Collection, which that's the Crazy Taxi, Sonic Adventure, the Bass Fishing, and the Dance.
Bass Fishing!
The Dance. What is it? Dance.
Huh?
Dance. What's that? Dance. Not Dance Dance
Revolution. Oh, Space Channel.
Space Channel.
Dance Dance La Revolution.
Knights.
Nice.
Sonic All-Stars Racing Transform, nice. Which is fun. Very fun.
Yeah, the Sonic racing games are really good.
Mm-hmm. Total War Rome 2 and Football Manager 2015 DLC.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, Empire Total War. You get the DLC for that. That's cool.
And that's all the pay what you want stuff.
Obercommando West. Company
I'm
Heroes 2.
Commando.
The Western Front Armies. But it says like Obercommando West. That's pay more than the average. They're going to add more games to it. Pay more than 12 and you unlock Total War Shogun 2.
Nice.
Pay 50 or more, and I think this is the first time that I've ever seen this. Pay 50 or more, you get an exclusive Dreamcast t-shirt.
Huh.
And it actually looks like really neat.
Wow.
Yeah, like check it out.
Yeah, it looks pretty badass.
Yeah. So that was the first time I've ever seen like a physical item.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, check out the Humble Bundle.
I love me some.
You don't tell me what to do.
You fucking do it.
I'm all about some Humble Bundles.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm all about bundles. Well, about damn bundles.
If you didn't know there was a GOG holiday sale last week, too late. It's all done. So too bad for you.
Cool.
I'm all about bundles.
You could have gotten The Witcher 2 for free.
Nice.
Without doing anything. You just had to show up every day, click on a stamp, and then you get Witcher 2 for free.
Nice.
And a movie. But it's all done now, so who cares? All I got was like Miss Real Masterpiece Edition. So, yeah.
Interesting.
A lot of good details on something you can't do anymore.
Goddamn deets.
It's all right. It's Miss. The problem is it's free roam now, and no matter how you set your mouse, the free roam just always freaks out when you try to use it. So it's just best to play it old style.
Oh, God. So anyway, next up, the state of the server address.
So what?
So everything is still broken.
Yay.
Halo still not working as they planned.
Yes, I actually asked my coworker, I'm like, hey, man, you want to play some Halo this weekend? And he just looks at me and goes, yeah, if it fucking works.
Dude, honestly, I'm waiting. I'm telling you right now. I have more than enough games to keep me over until that gets fixed. But when it does get fixed, we're going to play the fuck out of it.
Probably.
Yes.
It's good that like people are actually coming out and keeping us up to date on things. Bonnie Ross, the head of 343, personally came out and is apologizing for everything, saying that the team is running round the clock trying to get things working, and they don't know what yet. No one knows what yet, but they will have something to make up for what happened.
Oh, cool.
So I don't, maybe they'll add some more like Halo remade maps.
I could see that. I could see some maps. I could see maybe some extra stuff for your character, like customization shit. Maybe
they'll extend the Halo beta, the Halo 5 beta.
Yeah. Yeah, they might do that.
What they should have done is have a Halo Master Chief Collection beta.
No.
For their servers.
Drive
Club, obviously, still not working.
Not working. Speaking of driving games, actually, The Crew.
Oh, yes, The Crew.
Yeah. So The Crew is this racing game that's supposed to be coming out from Ubisoft. Well, it is coming out from Ubisoft.
Yeah, next Tuesday, I think.
In grandiose Ubisoft fashion recently, they have put an embargo on their reviews. Now, they've said that it's not an embargo while still putting an embargo on it. Because they're like, well, we're not going to let reviewers do a review until this date, but it's not an embargo. And it's like, no,
well,
that's what that is.
The thing like, is, they're not sending review copies of the game until the day before release. And their reason for doing this is it's designed as an MMO-style racing game.
Right, so they're like, oh, well, we only want the gameplay to be reminiscent and the reviews to be reminiscent of when there's players on the servers.
Yeah.
Which
I can somewhat understand why they're sending review copies late and why they want this to happen so that it's not 10 reviewers and 4 developers playing the game online and that's it. They right. want it so that the reviewers are playing with the people playing so they can get an accurate feel for what the game is supposed to be like. That would be like sending MMOs, like, say, World of Warcraft 2 is coming out, and they send it to reviewers a month before the game releases, and they're playing World of Warcraft 2 with 400 people, and that's it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I mean, I still think the game is going to be dog shit, because yeah. I've played the beta, we've talked about the beta, and the controls are just god-awful.
Kerpoopy.
So I'm not expecting much for the game. I'm mm-hmm. not getting the game. I don't plan on getting the game because I'd rather play Forza Horizon 2.
Yeah, me You're too. A game.
I am. My life yeah. is a game and I'm losing.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Extra life.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's a little bit of news on that as well back in the Ubisoft
yeah.
front. Which, have they fixed anything with Unity yet?
I haven't gone like back to Unity. Soft. I've been playing other games.
I know. You know, it's sad because like I was actually enjoying Unity for a little while, but it got to the point where they openly admitted, like, yeah, this could be way better. And I'm like, man, fuck you guys. Like, I'm like, just for that, I'm not playing your goddamn game. Like, now, to be fair, they already had received my money.
And, yeah, so they
and also
care.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And also, to be fair, I didn't technically buy the games because it came with my console.
Yeah.
So, meh, poop on you,
poopy poopy.
Like,
some somewhat interesting news came out of Microsoft regarding their whole 1 year anniversary, where they're doing random giveaways and surprises and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
The cool thing for me is that many early adopters got codes for Limbo for free.
I heard about that. I was hoping that I reached the cutoff, but I didn't think so.
Dude, you got your system like 3 weeks ago.
I still got all the other shit.
What other shit?
Like the 1 year shit.
That I think that's just an email that goes to everyone.
Well, yeah, but I got the stuff linked to my account.
What other stuff?
Like the gamer pictures and the fucking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those go to everybody no matter what. But I think the cutoff for Limbo was way over the summer sometime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because people got a free game out of it.
That's pretty
Yeah, it's
badass.
A fun game.
Yeah. So I got Limbo for free. Sucker.
Sweet. I have it on my already PC. Have it.
I actually wish I knew that apparently Ashley got it as well, because I didn't know that she used it and it downloaded. And then I saw it in my email, so I used the code and downloaded it. Yeah, if I knew Ashley got it, I could have given mine away.
Poop.
So, sucks for all y'all.
Got to be on top of that shit.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
It was free. Fuck it. No, guys.
You want me to be on top of it. I don't care.
All right,
Joe,
sure
nobody wants you on top.
I'm sure our listeners would want to be.
Especially me.
Sorry, Zach.
Yeah, right? Speaking of Zach, actually, Zach
and Randall.
Zach.
Randall doesn't have an Xbox One.
Nobody listens.
Nobody listens.
But he still can't.
Yeah, but Zach has
code.
An Xbox One.
But what if Randall won and you gave it to him? That'd be even funnier.
And then he just gives it to somebody else. And then it's just like everybody giving something to
you know who
else.
Doesn't have an Xbox One?
Who?
Kunal.
Really? He needs one.
He needs one.
Yeah.
He came to visit me.
I don't have one either.
Well, who cares?
You need one, too.
Damn.
Everybody needs one.
Kunal came to hang out on Friday, and he was checking out the Xbox One and asking me, oh, it's like, what's Sunset Overdrive like, and how's Forza Horizon 2? I'm like, well, what? Weren't you going to get an Xbox One? He's like, no, I got a PS4. I'm like, oh, man, isn't that a shame, because Sunset Overdrive, it's not on PS4.
And it's awesome.
And Forza Horizon 2? Oh, man. That's not on PS4 either.
And that's awesome, too.
Well, look on the bright side. You could always play Dead Rising. Oh, wait. No, you can't. Hold on. Well, let me think.
In his defense, he works 340 hours a week.
In his defense, he got it probably because Tim has one, and Tim probably was like, no, get a PlayStation 4 because I got a PlayStation 4 and you have to play with me because we're game developers and we have to comment on this together.
I legitimately feel bad for him because, what the hell is the PS4 doing lately?
Well, it's still selling. I don't know anybody at work with a PS4, which
increasing
is
in temperature?
Oh.
Nice.
Statistically,
my 360 was just as bad.
Statistically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. 360s. I mean, I'm on my third and it's dying.
Statistically, it's probably getting warmer.
Yeah. Funny, funny PlayStation related story. On my way up here, I stopped at GameStop because
there was a PlayStation on the side of the road burning. There was an 8 PlayStation pileup.
That'd be funny. I can make my own PlayStation box pile up at this point. Yes, oh, wait, I do have a pile of them. I stopped at GameStop since I talked about the Dragon Age Inquisition Inquisitors edition last week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all the damaged pieces. Steve, the district manager at GameStop, is sending spare pieces to different GameStops, and I was told that they would have them today. Apparently, it didn't show up, but I stopped up there so I could try swapping out the pieces. And while I was waiting for them to check the boxes in the back, these two guys were looking at the Xbox and the PlayStation 4, and they were nearly sold on getting a PlayStation 4, and then they just started asking whoever was in the store, and most people were like, oh, I don't know, I'm just here for my kids. And they asked me, I'm like, well, which one are you really set on? And he's like, I think we're going to go with the PS4. It's like, well, what you're going to want to do is pick up the two-year warranty. Like, well, why? Doesn't Sony just cover it for a year or something? And I told them, I'm on my fifth one in 1 year. Get the replacement plan. And they bought an Xbox.
And they bought an Xbox.
Bought an Xbox. And Call of Duty. So really, that was the system to get it on anyways.
Yeah.
PlayStation's not a big Call of Duty.
No, they're really not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
They're all too busy playing Drive Club.
What you're saying.
Yeah, go for it.
Have fun. Have fun making panini sandwiches on the top of your system.
This is honestly the first generation.
I'll enjoy Persona 5, okay?
This is the panini first generation 5. Where the majority of the people I game with own the same system.
Pretty much everybody that I used to game with, keyword there, used to, has PlayStations.
I told them
to go fuck themselves, and I'm like, you made a wrong decision.
I legitimately feel bad for the people who chose PlayStation over Xbox, because...
To me, it's each their own, but, you know, my career field is very nerdy, very methodical. You know, they do their research, and they all, even the guys who were PS3 owners, went Xbox One this time around.
Well, my reasoning for saying I feel bad for them isn't because, oh, my console's better than yours. It's because Microsoft is trying harder than Sony.
They are. Yep. They are really trying.
They were on the bottom. They deserve to be on the bottom because they blew that launch
big time.
Oh, yeah. They blew the announcement. They blew the launch. Don Matrick got the fuck out of there after he ruined everything. And Phil Spencer's turning shit around. And
remember me back in May when I was like, yeah, I only own one game. There's nothing I want to play until the fall. And I think they fucked up. And now I've got six goddamn games in the last 2 months, and I don't know what the fuck to play.
Yep. But Microsoft, they have been putting out monthly updates, adding features, refining features. Some stuff still needs work. I've been having a lot of issues with the Netflix parties. God, I wish they'd bring that back.
Oh, dude, that was the shit.
But my system being in instant on mode has been crashing a bit. So I just turned off instant on, and I'll power it up normally every time, and I'm not having any issues. It's stuff they need to work on, and that they're going to, because they acknowledge that there's a problem.
I think I might actually switch mine, too. I have a question for you before we continue. Is there any way to disable where it automatically records game clips?
No.
Do they take up space on your hard drive?
Yeah.
That's fucking
actually
stupid.
There might be a way to disable it, but
because like every time I like my bass player will come over and we'll play Madden. Every time someone gets a touchdown, there's a game clip.
I can just go and upload and delete everything.
It takes a while because it's Sunset Overdrive, because I've been playing a lot of Sunset Overdrive.
You can select multiple clips to delete now.
Mm?
Should be able to. I've done it.
Oh, how do you do that? I need to know how to do that.
I don't know. I've done it. I'm not in front of the thing right now.
I'm going to have you do that before you leave because I need to know how to do that.
I'll check it out.
Cool.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Or hell, have fun with it. Go through, edit the clips. Yeah. Go create a video of like all your touchdowns and upload it and be like, fuck you, bass player.
No. That takes effort. I haven't even downloaded, what is it, the upload app where you edit stuff? Is that what it is?
You should.
I haven't even downloaded it.
You should.
My hard drive's full.
Wow, really?
My hard drive's full.
Well, time to get an external.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you download that it's full?
I installed all my games.
The Brazzers app.
I installed all my games. I have a couple apps, and I have pretty much any game that is free. I have those downloaded too.
My mind is just blown that you've had it for 3 weeks and it's completely filled.
Full. I think technically it's not like 100%. I think it's at like 89 or like 91. But yeah, it's pretty much full.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So once I get one more game, I'm fucked.
Well, just delete old games. Or stop installing dumb shit like Madden.
I have to. I can't play it otherwise.
And don't play Madden.
Listen, there you go. I picked it up because when my bass player comes over, that's what he wants to play. He bought me a second controller just so that we can play. So I wouldn't have a second controller if it wasn't for him. So I appeased him by picking up a Madden game, which I didn't pay for. So I just borrowed it from the store indefinitely. Because it's Madden 25 and nobody's going to miss it.
Get a college football game before they become $125 because they don't make them anymore.
Dude, it's insane how much they still fucking trade in for.
The college games?
Yeah. It's like it blew my fucking mind because someone brought one into the store the other day and I'm like, I wonder what this is going for now. I think it still trades in for like fucking like $18, $20.
Wow.
Like blows my mind.
Yeah, they're preparing for the day when nobody's going to be able to buy them anymore and they can charge a premium for them because they don't make them anymore and it looks like they're not going to be making them for a while. So I'm just checking. I have College Basketball 2K8, which is one of my favorite little games. Mm-hmm. And right now, to buy a used one, or it's about $70 if you want to buy a new one.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. That's from 6 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
So, let's see. What else could we talk about? Game releases this week. Nothing! Thank God.
Yeah, go buy all the good AAA games on sale.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. There is some stuff coming out this week.
Like?
Geometry Wars 3 is releasing.
Oh, yeah. That looks awesome, actually. I want to pick that up.
Also on top of that, Pinball Arcade is finally hitting the Xbox One this week. And ooh. I believe it's actually out now.
Cool.
You're out now.
And then I need to double check something because I saw a rumor online that something is in the store. And I want to make sure before I make a booty out of myself.
Too late. So you're literally just going on the store right now?
Yeah, I am. And that looks like it's up to download right now.
Tales of Borderlands?
Yep. Tales from the Borderlands is up right now.
Sweet.
Well, to pre-order.
Now
for $4.99.
I believe. I think Zach's hooking me up with a season pass for that on PC.
Huh.
So I'm gonna wait on that.
Nice.
But I'm interested to play that. I think that's gonna be my first Telltale Games game.
Nice.
Because I've never played
Tales from the Games game.
Tale from the Thing of the Dung.
Yeah.
Of the W.
Because at least, like, because Wolf Among Us, I didn't know anything about it.
God, it's so good. So good.
Fucking, I know nothing about Walking Dead, so I didn't want to play that one. But as soon as I found out they were doing a Borderlands one, I'm like, oh, I love Borderlands. I love the characters. I love the, you know, I love the world. So that'll be the first one that I get to give it a shot. So I think that'll be cute.
Cool.
I'm just waiting for an email from PAX or Steam or whatever.
Nice. Speaking of email,
I was just about to ask.
We have email.
Good. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Zach, because this should take 15 minutes.
We have email from Zach.
I'm shocked.
I could have gone to the bathroom in the past 20 minutes. I ain't got jack shit to say.
There you go.
So, first email from Zach. By the way, you can email us as well at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can email the manager from Megadeth. I'm not keeping that in there. We're going to edit that out.
You're just not going to have that part on at all?
You're editing it.
No.
I ain't doing shit. That's all you, man. I got shit.
So, it's staying in is what you're saying.
I was actually going to use this is the SML podcast in the, his email address is this.isthe@sml.podcast.
Hey man, if you want to make that work, by all means, yes. I would love to hear it.
Anyway, email from Zach. Joe, I know how broken up and bitter you are about the Kiwis and Aussies getting the new 3DS before you. It's available now as of my typing this, but I've decided to wait and not grab one until next year anyway. In the last 2 weeks, we've bought an Xbox One and spent nearly $1,000 to upgrade our computer for the first time in 7 years. It's so fast and wonderful. And I can't really afford the new 3DS. And I just know that if I grab a boring one now for full price, I'll be kicking myself when they announce a special Majora's Mask or Xenoblade combo pack next year, because even though the new system is out now, there's no new games for it yet. Jesus Christ, that was a long fucking sentence.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Yep.
Oh. So yeah, I'm going to wait.
How are you doing, G-Can? We're going to do a show run on sentence.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Remember Gato Part 2?
Oh God.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
El gato
negro.
Anyway, he says, that thought just occurred to me, so I wanted to share. P.S. I just claimed my Smash Brothers 2-disc soundtrack from Club Nintendo.
Fuck, I gotta do that.
It may not ship until March, but I'm still pretty stoked. That's all.
When's the character supposed to... When does Mewtwo...
Like May?
Yeah?
Yeah. The next one's from Randall, but it's just pictures.
It's so just pictures?
Yeah, he says... what were you saying?
What a wonderful thing to send on an audio podcast.
Pictures. A picture?
Yeah. So Randall says...
Use one for your podcast picture.
Me is Pappy's drinking stand-in at MAGFest. And I go to the picture, and it's a dude sleeping sideways on a toilet.
Oh, my God.
Like, curled up sideways.
That's about right.
And then he says, followed by... Then it's a picture of him as a skeleton... Like he isn't that skinny already.
Yo, that's awesome, actually. That's so cool.
Leaning up against a barrel, holding a glass, presumably of wine, up in the air.
You should send me that. I like that.
So
I may want that on my body.
Thanks, Randall, for your super, super helpful email
in
all
good.
Picture form. And then, yes, one more email from Zach.
I'm shocked.
Addendum.
Fucking Christ.
Well, the first one was just like pointing out the 3DS. So that might have been
planned
for
last week. Like,
that could have been from last week, yeah.
Yeah. The second one, I didn't get the job with grinding gear poop. So he didn't get that job.
Oh, okay.
So now you don't have to worry about that game anyway.
So now you should just get an Xbox One and play Diablo with us. Wait, he has one. You need to get Diablo.
Yeah.
You play Diablo.
He says, Joe, Diablo is most definitely an action RPG, and I 100% disagree with your assessment of Halo being an action RPG, which he and I had a conversation about this. Apparently last week when I was describing action RPGs, instead of saying Fable, I said Halo.
Yeah, but still, I don't think Fable is either.
Fable an action RPG?
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck would you call Fable then?
RPG. Adventure RPG. Like it's just
an action adventure RPG.
There's not as much action.
Hit people with swords and you shoot people with guns. It's
no, but
it's an action RPG. Just like Kingdoms of Amalur. Action RPG.
If Fable's not an action RPG, is Secret of Mana not an action RPG? Because
yeah, they're action RPGs.
Maybe I just have a different. I suppose I have a different. You know. Prerequisite for it being called
okay. Just tell us what an action RPG to you is.
Like, I guess what you would consider like hack and slash RPG is what I have always presumed an action RPG to be, because the first action RPG in my eyes was Diablo. So that's what I define action RPG.
That's a dungeon crawler. That's not even an RPG.
That's what I thought about saying that Diablo is a top-down dungeon crawler RPG.
Yeah.
But let's see, where's the email I sent to Zach where I pretty much said Diablo is a top-down hack and slash dungeon crawler action RPG. Okay, it's everything.
It's everything.
It is literally everything in the world.
Diablo
action
is
RPG,
a third. It's a third
Mass
top
Effect.
Down. It's a top down third person hack and slash first person shooter RPG text adventure
dating sim volleyball game.
I would honestly barely qualify Diablo as an RPG because
it absolutely
an RPG
is
a game with a good story. And you yourself have said the story in Diablo is completely ignorable.
Diablo 3.
Diablo 1 is completely ignorable.
Diablo
2
was fun. And the story was... I liked the story in Diablo 2, actually.
I will agree that Diablo series are RPGs, but they are top-down, dungeon-crawling RPGs.
Yeah. An action RPG is Mass Effect, Dragon Age...
Mass Effect isn't... I don't call that an action RPG. That is a shooter RPG.
Well, it's still action.
Would you consider Borderlands an action RPG then?
Yeah. I would call that a first-person shooter RPG.
Yeah, see, now we're getting a little too subtitled here.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
starting
to look like the music section.
Like, that's why I'm trying to use the blanket term of action RPG. When I think action RPG, I think Diablo.
Well, if you use it as a blanket term, then nearly every fucking game coming out now is an action RPG.
That's true.
Or
actually.
If you go to the word role-playing game, every game you're playing a fucking role.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like Last of Us, according to your rules, Last of Us is an action RPG.
Well, no.
There's action in it, and you it has RPG like elements.
Well, right.
So that's an action RPG.
All I'm trying to say is, if you use a blank, like even though it's used as a blanket term, I think of it as a specific type of genre. Like you're saying, like everything would fit under within, you know, an action RPG.
You just said you prefer to use it as a blanket term.
You like to use it as a
throw snuggy term.
No,
instead of a blanket.
No,
term.
No. I like to use it. I like to use it as a specific term, but it is
in a blanket way.
It is considered a blanket term by most other people. That's why I'm saying, like, yes, you consider it to be, you're taking it within the subgenres to like better classify it.
So if Diablo is an action RPG, what's a dungeon crawler?
But that's the thing. I don't think of dungeon crawler as a subgenre because I'm not considering subgenres. Like,
all right, so according to Wikipedia, it's an action role playing hack and slash. So it is an action RPG hack and slash game. There you go.
So here's my view on this. I started in the NES, Super NES. So my differentiation of action RPG is like Secret of Mana. Secret of Mana against the turn-based stuff like, you know, the old Final Fantasies were. So
yeah.
if you have a stat system, if you have a leveling system, and you're actively hitting people instead of taking turns, that's an action RPG.
Yeah, yes. I'm with you.
If you're not, it's turn-based.
If you're turn-based, you're a JRPG, even if you're not made in Japan.
No, I understand where you're coming from. I've just never been as deep into
you youngin' son of a bitch. Respect your elders here.
Listen,
I am 32 years old. Don't talk
have,
to me about
you. I have
no,
never
I'm telling
been,
Chris he's the youngin'. We're his elders.
I have never been hardcore really entertained by most RPG games. So like
we have. So we know our shit.
I'm trying to tell you from my point of view. Okay,
Chris,
so that you can
I'm with
understand
you.
My seeing of this. All right. So I'm not very keen on turn-based RPGs. Okay. Therefore, my first thought of RPG, where yours would be something like Final Fantasy, my brain defaults to something like Legend of Zelda, like a Link to the Past esque type of thing, where you
and
would
those
consider
are
those
action
are action
adventure,
right? But yeah. What I'm saying is that's what most people would classify that as. However, in my brain says that's an RPG.
So your brain is broken.
Yeah. So your brain is broken, and you're wrong.
Yeah.
At least we have that. We have that covered.
Yeah. Legend of Zelda 2: Link's Adventure is an RPG because it has leveling and shit.
And that's like a side-scrolling RPG.
But again, like this is just this is something where, in certain instances, you know, genres and game styles and what people look for in certain types of games could be completely different subgenres to other
sub-ron-yers?
People. Subgenres.
Let's see. I deliberately try and avoid the subgenres for anything because of music.
Right.
You know,
that's the same exact thing, man. Like, I could be like, I like metal music, and they're going to be like, well, what kind of metal music? And I'm going to be like, metal music. And they're going to go, but what kind? And I could be like, well, if you want every fucking subgenre under the universe, I'll find one for you. But
I made a playlist, and I just called it rock music. It's Adelita's Way, Aranda, Blackstone, Cold, Breaking Ben, Fuel, Grace's Downfall, Linkin Park. I mean,
you mentioned Breaking Ben.
Different
I'm
subgenres.
I'm not saying
anything. What I'm saying, like Royal Blood, Sick Puppies, Skindred, Stabbing Westward. I just put them under rock.
Right.
There's, you know, it gets fucking rock and roll, you know? Yeah, sure, some is a new metal, some's, you know, prog rock, some of it's whatever. It's just
some
fucking
of it's
rock.
Shitty Breaking Ben, right, Chris?
Maybe. No, but I understand where he's coming at, because like, because if I put down a fucking if I put together a playlist and I was going to be like, all right, this is my metal playlist, and somebody else is going to be like, oh, well, I have my technical Norwegian death metal playlist, and then I have my melodic Swedish death metal playlist, and then I have my fucking power
alt, mainstream rock, bullshit metal playlist.
You know what
that
I mean?
Sucks.
Right. Like, it's just like you can get as nitpicky as you want, but for some people they're gonna go okay, name me a metal band. Now my idea of a metal band is going to be completely different to somebody else's. This is the blanket term that is used for that genre
of
music.
So what's your idea of a metal band?
Like, my idea of a metal band is like Revocation.
Okay. Or like Henry, what's your idea of a metal band?
Did we lose you?
No, I could still barely hear you.
Sort of.
Yeah, quality went down. No, we lost him.
Oh.
Okay, Pappy, what's your idea of a metal band?
A Day to Remember.
And mine is Slipknot.
Okay. Now, you take all three of those bands. A Day to Remember is
okay, and
pop
they're
punk.
All metal. And we lost
and they're not, and technically they're not even considered metal. All right? Like, they're not a metal band. They're actually classified under hardcore.
Are you guys there?
I am.
Henry?
We're still trying to connect to him.
Okay.
But I will continue my thought. So A Day to Remember is not even considered a metal band, technically. If you want to get like hardcore, yeah, like under facts, like how you're going to go through your stuff, yeah, they are not a metal band. But to him, they are a metal, mm-hmm, band. Yeah. You,
because I
wouldn't consider them metal either. I would just call them.
But honestly,
rock.
What?
But still,
the way subjective. I break it down is beats per second and how easy it is to understand the lead singer. That's really the difference between rock and.
But that's the thing. So
okay, but back to video games. If you were to say, oh, well, Diablo's an RPG, just like Fable's an RPG, just like Final Fantasy's an RPG, I'm cool
true
with that.
Statement.
But Legend of Zelda is not an RPG.
Some people
no,
would
it's
bang
a
no,
it's
and
a
they're wrong.
Game.
They're wrong. That's an action adventure. Through and through, it is not an RPG. It's not. It's not an RPG. It's not an RPG. Action adventure. Or more specifically, adventure. It's an adventure game. It's not an RPG.
Your mom's an adventure game.
My mom is a hell of an adventure game.
But
anyway, Zach continues.
Yeah.
You already admitted your brain is broken and most people would consider it an action adventure, but you yourself think
okay.
of it an RPG. So
hey,
your brain
again.
Is,
okay.
Hey.
I think I tried to explain my thought process well enough that
yeah,
maybe
I see where you're coming
see
from.
I can understand you know. Why you're wrong, but you're still wrong. I'll give Hello. You Diablo has part action adventure in it. Zelda is not an RPG.
But like I didn't. Never mind.
You're let's not convincing me on that one.
Let's continue.
You're not convincing me.
But the thing is, RPG sites still have to carry it; otherwise, they lose hits.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll agree on that one. They have to. Well, just like save continue had to cover Call of Duty, or we'd lose three hits.
Three hits.
How many people do you think go to save continue? Zach, how many people go to save continue?
Zach
and anybody John
that
Paul.
Has, and anybody that has to post on the website.
Yeah, so I said Zach and John Paul.
Yeah.
Kyle doesn't go to save continue.
No, he's too busy with Heavyblog.
Yeah, he's too busy doing anything but the site he's editor in chief of.
Heavyblog and the other what's the other one?
I don't know. Kyle related note. I had the Smash Tour. I was playing it, and one of the computer characters was Kyle.
Oh, his meme?
I just solely focused on destroying him.
Jesus Christ.
I have to go in and delete his me. He's not listening. Fuck him.
Damn.
Dems are fighting words.
So, he's keeping a list, and he's like
checking it
putting
twice.
Going to find out who's naughty and nice. Anyway, so in the last 2 weeks, three by the time you read this, I have procured Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed Rogue, Company of Heroes, Adren's Assault, Far Cry 4, XBO. I'm not going to stop calling it that. Hashtag YOLO. And Lego Batman 3 for review. I've got a buddy of mine over here in New Zealand helping me out. I gave him Unity and a Company of Heroes to review, but I've barely had any time for all my other new games because of these. But it's so great to have requests to follow through. So far, I've got Rogue pretty much covered, which I had a good time with, really. Never played an Assassin's Creed game before, and it has actively made me want to play more in the series. Tonight, I'm starting on Far Cry 4, so you may receive another email from me later in the week to discuss it a bit. Doesn't matter. It's Tuesday. YOLO, right?
XBO. Yeah, there's this thing called Thanksgiving coming up, and apparently a lot of fucking snow for us tomorrow. So
yeah, hashtag XBO. I'll say that instead of YOLO. Instead of YOLO, I'm just going to say Expo.
Hashtag Outer Banks.
Tonight, I'm staying on Far Cry. Lego Batman just came in the mail today, so it'll probably be a few days before I get around to it. Then maybe I can actually, you know, play the games I've spent money on and actively want to play. That said, I've been making time to play the new Smash, which is stellar. And later this week, I'm looking forward to the Hyrule Warriors Twilight Princess DLC. I still can't stop playing that game. I love it so much. Not long now until episode 100. How exciting. So yeah, I emailed back to him saying that me saying Halo being an RPG was a mistake. Then I said the hack and slash dungeon crawler action RPG for Diablo. And then I follow up with and saying XBO is retarded. Even my iPad corrects it to Xbox. Pick a better term.
Halo is an FPS with a good story.
Speaking of...
Halo's an action RPG.
Shut the fuck up. Speaking of our 100th episode, did we get any word back on if we're doing the panel for MAGFest?
I haven't heard. I've kind of accepted that it probably won't happen.
Well, because Ryberg keeps asking me about like doing time in Jam Space,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, well, I'm not trying to buy a ticket yet because I don't know about what's going on with the panel. And he keeps asking me about it. I'm like, I still don't know about the panel.
Just do it. I've given up on it happening. MAGFest has gotten too big for the little people like us.
Yeah, it's big enough now where it's basically you must be this popular to be accepted.
Yeah.
You're popular.
Not popular enough.
You're popular at MAGFest.
I've also never asked to do a panel.
He wasn't talking to you, Pappy.
No, Joe's not popular. Nobody likes him.
Joe's popular at MAGFest. He was like a goddamn, like, you honestly were like a politician going through MAGFest the first time I went. You
shaking
really
hands,
were. Like, I was
babies.
Standing. He really was, dude. Like, I'm walking alongside him and
kissing
like,
hands, shaking
five,
babies.
Every 5 seconds, it was just like, oh, hey, Joe Cam. Oh, hey, Joe Cam. Oh, hey, Joe Cam.
But what you'll notice is that Joe Cam is old school. Like, the people who've been 1 through 8 know him. The people who've been 9 and after have heard of him, maybe, but he's,
they don't
know
him. Yeah, once it hit the Gaylord, like anyone who was known before doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, but I just, that's kind of.
I think we got the Lumberjack panel at 10 because it was a 10th anniversary. But I think we're at the point where so many new people have come in and taken over how MAGFest is being run that most of those little people just. They're not that important anymore.
You're still welcome. And
we're still welcome.
To be there, and they're still going to, you know, make points to go out and say hi to you and acknowledge you.
Yeah,
but
they wouldn't want to waste a panel slot on someone like me.
Yeah, you're not the draw that, you know, angry video game nerd or chiptune guys would be.
Yeah, I'm even saying, like, I'd settle for, like, a 1 in the morning panel again.
Yeah.
If they do the summer one again... then you'd be a shoo-in for that, because I think after seeing this year, if they do it again, it was the old school feel. And if they push that, they might actually be able to push, like, oh, feel MAGFest like it was at 5 and 6 and 7.
Maybe. I don't know. I was more trying to, like, do a live podcast recording there. But
well, yeah.
Whatever.
Which you still can't have a room.
Yeah,
we can invite cool people to it. And then
I thought that having an official setup with, like, an audience and having them ask questions and shit would be fun, but...
Do you really think that we could pull that off without sidetracking 5 billion times?
Yeah.
No, we would still sidetrack constantly.
I think we could. No, because at that point, you would have to be more organized because you'd want to get through the other questions.
Yeah, well, I think it would be like that one Kevin Smith stand-up thing that he did where he was taking questions and he took a question and then just talked for 2 hours.
Too fat for 40.
Too fat for 40. He took one question.
I have a tendency of going on long, so this time I'm going to answer as many questions as I can. They said, what's it like working with Bruce Willis? And then 2 hours and 10 minutes later, he's done.
Yeah, that was the end of the show.
That's hysterical.
Or you tell the Superman story or Tim Burton.
Yeah. Like some would be like, so what's it like recording a podcast? And we would literally end up talking about flashlights for 3.5 hours.
I think it would get mentioned, but I don't think we would talk about it for 3.5 hours.
Well, if Pappy's there and he had his with him, live demonstration on stage.
I gave up drinking. I got to find another hobby.
Collecting flashlights.
This one's a special collector's edition lime green glow in the dark one.
Pappy, you should try getting to the PlayStation experience when it happens. It's in like a week or two in Vegas somewhere.
I know, and I know there's people coming to it, but I look at it and I'm like, why? Why would I want to be surrounded with people I don't know and things I'm not interested in?
Because you could do a report for us.
You could be our field reporter.
Yeah. It would be, here's why I'm happy owning an Xbox One.
I'm sure Dale's going to be there. He's got to go there. It's fucking PlayStation.
Like, I don't know what he's doing right now. Is he freelance? Is he even doing review
games? He has a website that he posts stuff to. He posted his Persona Q review today.
Yeah, I think he's starting up his own blog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he might. I mean, I can hit him up and see. Even if he does come, I should at least hit him up and see if he wants to do dinner or something, since he knows a good restaurants in Vegas better than I do.
Or go to PlayStation Experience with him.
And have dinner there on top of a PlayStation 4 as your heating unit.
What the hell are you doing with the PlayStation?
Just warm up.
That's cool. It's hibachi. Don't worry about it.
Bocce?
See, maybe I should buy a PS4 so I can just keep the heat off all winter.
Yeah, right.
That could be the man, I should tell Ashley to use that as our new Foreman grill. I'm still so sad that our Foreman broke.
Oh, that's bummer.
Yeah.
We use a Panini press.
Yeah.
Panini press is the shit.
So Pappy, what are you playing?
With my dick.
Okay, Henry, what are you playing?
All right, it's just this. I'll go through a small list. If there's anything you want to talk about, go, because I picked up a few things. I got Lightning Returns for really cheap.
How's that?
It either needed one more main event or it needed two less days, because once you're done with all the main things, you just have to. All you're basically doing is making all the animals and beasts you fight extinct. That's all you do for the last 3 days.
Nice.
And it gets tedious, and especially once you get to the they have Omega Monsters, which are the final monsters, and you get all the monsters in that race are extinct, and one heals himself faster than you can hurt him.
Ugh.
And it's bullshit. But, you know, for the Final Fantasy 13 series, it's the best game, and it has, like, do tasks for other people, but unlike 2, where it's just, like, you get somebody's watch, hooray. This actually means something to the people you are doing stuff for, so it's not like you're constantly fetching things and not feeling like you're getting rewarded for it. So that's a good thing I could say about the game. But if you've never given a shit about Final Fantasy 13, you know, still stay away. It's not for you. You're not. I mean, me, I just thought the games were middle of the road. I didn't hate them. I didn't really like them, but you know, I was willing to give it a shot. So, I mean, it's the best, and it has the best sound design because it has like music that changes throughout the day and where you are, and it's, you know, the music itself is pretty atmospheric. So, I like that.
Good thing that they wasted 3 games on a character nobody gave a shit about. Yay, another Lightning game.
Ugh. Yeah, although the second one isn't about Lightning, it's about shittier characters.
Shittier. Anyway, what else? That emphasis.
Okay. I went back in time and played a old Super Nintendo RPG called Dragon View, which is the semi-sequel to Draken, widely considered one of the worst Super Nintendo games ever made. But somehow I went through it because that's what I did when I was a kid. I went through shitty games. I figured out their logic. So it's kind of okay, although the it has one random translator putting his a joke in at the start where it's just like, surely you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. It's just in this middle of this bland RPG.
Wow.
And it's just like, okay, well, you did that.
Well, if that's
good for you.
If that's the high point of the game, I think we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah.
And next.
Let's see here. Smash, the Never Mario Kart 8, the Mario Kart 8 DLC, which is good. You have to know what you're doing. The Yoshi's one has a lot of S curves and just like, you have to know when to turn correctly. It's just like, and when you play it in multiplayer, if you're in the pack, you're fucked. That's a general rule for Mario Kart. If you're in the pack, you're fucked, but especially in the Yoshi's circuit tracks, because there are a lot of S curves where you can get tied up, and once everybody catches up to you and everybody has three turtle shells and shit, you're fucked. You're just back the pack. I literally went from 2 to 11 in one of the courses, and that was just the one where it's just like, where I got so mad, it's just like, oh, okay, we got to shut down for a while.
That reminds me of the one GIF online of like someone about to win the race in Mario Kart. Then they get hit by the blue shell. Then they get hit by like three red shells in a row. And then someone runs into them and knocks them off the side of the bridge. Then they get hit by lightning. And then someone else bumps into them, knocks them off the bridge again. Then they get put down and they get hit again. And then like another red shell, and they cross in last place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That happens a lot. Thankfully, what I love about this one is if you're a good driver, you have a good chance of getting ahead of a lot of people and being able to withstand that. The problem is if you get too many bumps, you get into the pack and then you get fucked.
They just need an OG Mario Kart mode where the computer just goes back to being useless and you can have fun.
Yeah.
Where they just drive on a set path.
Yeah.
If you just turn off blue shells, there are ways you can combat everything else.
It was good for the ego, the very first one where you could like triple lap.
Yeah, I'm Mario, the Super Mario Kart Bowser, the first Bowser stage.
Oh,
it's fun to double lap people on that stage. Yeah. But yeah, technically you can counter the blue shell now. You could either use a mushroom to boost out of the way at the last second or use the horn.
The horn's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've used the horn a few times on blue shells.
Yep.
Problem is, if you're in the point where you get the blue shell sent after you, you don't get the mushrooms, or you get the noise, noise thing, but you don't get the mushrooms, rarely if at all.
Yeah, you'll only get single mushrooms when you're in like ninth place, and you're like, yeah, I'm in ninth place, I need some help. Single mushroom,
me,
thanks.
Yeah,
unless there's randomly one on
place.
The course.
This happens to me all the time when I'm in eighth place. I get coins. It's like fuck you.
A single green shell. This is awesome. Thanks, game. So, Pappy, did you have something that you were playing yet?
No, just some Dragon Age, and I already shared my opinions on that one.
God, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Chris, what are you playing?
Sunset Overdrive. It's cool.
Did you enjoy your free day with that?
No, I have it.
Oh,
I had it.
I forgot you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I told you it was up for free, because I thought you were still thinking about
no,
it.
No, I already had it. That's why I was like,
yeah, I told Pappy about
this?
It too, and he's like, oh, really? Wait, I have it. Like, I'm trying to help people out, and they're like, fuck you, we have the game.
We already have the game. It's cool. I'm digging it. I'm having a hard time with some of the like the tower defense mode things.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fucking ridiculous.
Dude, I get fucking swamped.
Annihilated.
So bad.
You know who wants that game?
Who?
Kunal.
Dude, I haven't played any of the... Have you played any of the multiplayer stuff yet?
No.
I want to know what it's like.
Well, let's team up sometime.
I'd like to do that. I want to see what it's like. I'm not
Pappy
that far
play
into
with
it,
us.
So I don't know. I don't know what we like what we need to unlock to essentially do it.
I think you just have to find one of
the phone booth.
The phone booth. It. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I'd like to see what that's like.
It's not a PvP. It's like an all versus the mutants.
Yeah, that's the kind of mode that I want.
Yeah, people are so mad. They're like, I want PvP. I don't. Fuck you.
Yeah. The game obviously warrants
I work for a living. PvP. I don't like going up against people who have nothing to do but play the game all day. So everybody against the evil
horde. I would rather team up. I'm good with that. Rather team up with the people who do nothing but play it all day.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
They're not murdering me.
Exactly. But yeah, I definitely want to play that. I started Call of Duty a little bit, and holy shit, does that look really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That game looks really, really nice.
Stop talking it up. I still don't ever want to play it.
Dude,
that's fine.
Honestly, I mean, it's to each their own. I'm not saying that you have to, but it does look really nice. Well, Go ahead.
The new Call of Duty feels like, you know, like you're in an abusive relationship. You don't realize it until Black Ops, but you stick around anyway, and you finally leave it after Blops 2, and then you find out that, you know, your abuser sought therapy and got better and is now a decent human being.
Changed.
You know,
I changed for you, baby. It's too late.
It feels like it's too late, and I never want to give them another chance. But I keep hearing about how nice and awesome the new game is.
I'm curious to see if there's more multiplayer modes. I only did like one or two games. I kind of wish that the double jump wasn't in the online. Why? I mean, I like it for the campaign because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But for the online, I feel like it doesn't fit. But maybe it's just because I haven't played it enough yet. I've only done like two games. So
I don't want to play because it's PvP.
Well, right. But I mean, for me, like I've played a lot of Call of Duty online with Black Ops. So I know what I'm getting into. And I'm perfectly fine with having a game like that in my collection, because for certain multiplayer experiences, like, yes, there are things that it does right. The community sucks balls.
Mm-hmm.
In some aspects, you can't necessarily fault a game with that. Same thing with like games like League of Legends. Like, League of Legends, at its core, can be fun to play, and it is a fun game if you have fun people to play it with. The majority of the time,
they're douches.
They're assholes, so it takes away from the game.
Just like Pat.
COD, bro.
So if you were to get a game of Call of Duty together with people that aren't shitty people, it's an enjoyable game. So,
probably.
So I've had instances in which I've enjoyed the game, so I wanted it, you know? At the opportunity in which I can get a group of people together where we have an entire team of people that I know and can, you know, stand to play a game with, honestly, the game's a lot of fun. So, it's not necessarily entirely the fault of the game itself.
Something I do really like about Call of Duty is the achievements. There are none that deal with multiplayer.
No.
They're all campaign related.
Yep.
Which means that if somebody buys Advanced Warfare only to grief people on the multiplayer,
they'll get no achievements.
They'll never get an achievement.
Yep.
I love it.
Awesome.
And speaking of easy achievements, one game just came out on, I think, Friday called Thomas Was Alone. It's out for PlayStation, PC. It's a quirky little puzzler platformer. Really cool game. And if you are looking for some quick achievement points, easy thousand.
It's been out on PlayStation 3 and PSP Vita for a while. I played it. It's nice.
Yeah, it just came out on the Xbox One last week, and I think it's hitting the PS4 this week.
You might be able to tell me this. You have your iPad. I know they put this out for the PSP.
Q-cast.
I think they put it out on the PSP. I don't know if they put it out on the PS4. But I'm very curious to see if they're going to put it out on Xbox One. Don't starve.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Because I actually really like that game, and I'd love to have a console version of it. Because I have it on Steam, and I think it would just be kind of cool to have on the One.
Well, I'll look it up for you.
Because if you haven't played it, it's actually a lot of fun. It's kind of Minecraft-y, but darker. Way darker. But it's cool. I dig it. And the only reason why I was actually kind of interested too is because Jordan played it in a store and thought it was kind of neat. So I'm thinking about trying to see if I can.
I don't think so. It looks like Sony bought that as an exclusive.
Okay. Well, I'll just hook up a controller and hook it up to the TV.
And it's not because the developer, Klee, is it? Klee? K-L-E-I? Something like that, yeah. They've done a lot of stuff with Xbox, but it just looks like Sony made it rain for that one.
Okay. I'll try and see if I can get controller support on PC for that. But yeah, so aside from that, Smash.
You didn't mention really Diablo 3 this week, aside from
the I haven't genre. Played it really.
Really?
No, just because there's so much other shit for me to play.
I got Beardo the Monk up to 50. The hardcore monk.
I think I have I think one night I might have like just hopped in and leveled up my Demon Hunter a little
bit. Chris, I got my hardcore character to 50.
Get him to 70 now.
I'm trying. How about you make a hardcore character and help me through the campaign? Because I'm scared shitless, I'm gonna die. And I really don't want that to happen.
Yeah, maybe I'll make a crusader.
Then we'll blaze. All right.
Who's having supper?
What's up?
Who's having supper?
I want supper. I want this to end so I can eat dinner.
All right. I guess we'll take halftime right now. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
No. I have a conference call that I was technically supposed to be on at 10 minutes ago.
Oh, nice. Well, should have mentioned that 10 minutes ago.
Good time to say goodbye then, huh?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Joe, what have you been playing quick?
What have I been playing? A bunch of shit that I just talked about. So
yeah.
Great.
I've been too busy like trying not to kill myself, but if you know me in real life, you know I didn't, so yay.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
Yes, so in between my movies and eating at buffets, so I'll be doing some gaming this weekend.
Oh, and I played with Kunal. Cool. He's fun to play with.
Gross.
Yeah.
He needs to get an Xbox One.
He does. Hey, Kunal, get a fucking Xbox and play games with us.
Yeah. He'll never hear that.
I know he won't. I should just name this episode Kunal Needs an X-Bone.
Do it.
Like, he's not in the episode. He doesn't pop up. No email from him. Just
do it. Manchester.
Kunal needs an X-Bone.
He does technically pop up in the episode. So,
but not him himself.
No.
We just talk about him.
That's perfectly fine.
Anybody else have anything else they want to mention?
No, I love you guys.
No. If anybody tries to price gouge you for the GameCube version controllers, I'll price gouge their mom.
Oh,
again. Yeah, I got my set for $80. Thanks, Best Buy. But yeah, nice. I guess music this week, since Megadeth. I see Chris. I don't think that would fly.
I'm kidding.
Blind. I'm gonna go with Blind. Oh. He after.
Okay. Oh, okay. So Korn. Which funny thing, Korn's on tour with Slipknot right now, and Brian Head Welch made a tweet where it was something like, thanks Slipknot for setting off all the smoke detectors on the first floor and waking us all up. I'm gonna pee in all your masks.
I approve.
So Slipknot, Iowa's finest.
That's all Iowa has to their name.
Yeah, something
that's
like that.
About it. But yeah, Jordan, good guy. We were chatting a bit over the weekend, and I figured that it's time he has some music played. Cool. He just came out with a new Final Fantasy EP, which is pretty badass. So we'll link it, and then you'll hear music, and then
all right.
Other shit.
I would suggest the Persona Q battle theme because it's awesome. It's been in my head all damn week, but. No, you don't have to. Don't worry about it.
Email us. We'll do it next week.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
My mind's made up. Blind.
All right.
All right.
Final words?
Who wants the final words?
You guys can rock, paper, scissors over it.
I can't top my final words, so I'll just stay out of this one.
Pappy, do you have anything of... No, he's never useful.
Someday a package will arrive in the mail when you least expect it. And when you open it up,
it'll be
a giant dildo with the Steelers logo on it.
Dude, that'd be great. Hey, Kunal.
Will it be Ben Roethlisberger's gray penis colored?
Oh, my God.
Kudos.
At least it wouldn't be a Raider dildo.
Yeah, better than a Bucks dildo.
Better.
I'm gonna get you a Ravens dildo.
Oh. Ouch.
God.
Oh, man.
Knock you out.
Yeah, he beat me with it.
I'm surprised nobody said the Browns.
We'll be right back. This is the SML Podcast. Ow.